The Reliable Podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Simon, I have a client who's giving me a bit of a problem. They tend to write purchase orders for the work that I do for them 3 weeks or longer after the work has actually been delivered. And it's now at a stage where I start to sense that there must be some sort of internal policy to not issue those purchase orders, against which, of course, you have to wait for a purchase order if you're going to invoice them through their automated portal. What can you do in a situation like that?
Have you, you know what I'm going to say, because we've talked about this before. Before you do business with a client or with a customer, it's overwhelmingly useful to understand what their internal process is. Because once you've actually delivered a product or a service and you're billing, very often you'll be in the dark as to what the internal steps are that they have to go through. And they're probably not going to be very interested in telling you, because they prefer it very often where they operate in an environment where you're not too clear what the steps are or how a payment actually ends up coming out of their organization. Because the less you know, the harder it is for you to pinpoint where you need to apply pressure and what you need to do differently. So to the extent that you do need to do things differently, you're better off figuring out what you need to do before you deliver the good or the service. Once you've got to a situation where you have to deliver the good or service, you're not being paid, you've got to go to them and you've got to talk to somebody senior and you've got to explain your difficulty.
Yes.
And you've got to apply moral suasion. You've got to say, you know what, you're a huge organization. This seems to me to be unfair. Can you explain to me why you're treating me in this unfair way? Was there something wrong with the service?
But you know, if you're in that situation where the client is always dragging out they're not dragging out the payments. Payments are always on time. But you find that you're not getting the purchase order on time before the goods are delivered. I mean, that then, they always feign ignorance. Oh, really? Oh, we haven't done that? Oh, gee, I must be stuck in the system somewhere. And doesn't that then put you into that adversarial position when you then start to thump fists on tables and say, look, I need the purchase order?
So in talking about working capital, we've used different terms. An important term is revenue recognition. So in order to get paid at all, you have to agree with your customer when you can bill them so that the clock starts then. Whatever your payment terms are, 15 days, 30 days, they don't start in most cases until the bill has been cut. If they make it difficult for you to cut the bill, it's constructively the same as if they pay you late.
Exactly. When you say cut the bill, you mean write the invoice.
So the technical term that accountants use is revenue recognition. So if you were writing in a linear way, you were defining how big your working capital pipeline is, you'd say delivery of good or service, revenue recognition, which is when I cut the invoice, payment date, when I actually get paid, because you're funding all of that process. And many companies struggle to recognize revenue, not just you, but much bigger companies. And they struggle often because there's a high degree of complexity in when they are or are not allowed to build. Like, you know, an aircraft manufacturer or someone that's involved in a highly complex technical project. They're building a dam or whatever it happens to be. There are a whole bunch of things that they have to do before they can cut an invoice, before they can recognize revenue, yeah? But those things need to be nailed down ahead of time and you need to understand their internal processes. Because as you've learned, if you get into a situation where you're very happy to have their business and you're doing it what you're supposed to do well, but you don't really understand why it is you're not getting a purchase order, and the result of that is that it's another month or 2 months before you actually get your money, it's much harder then to crack their internal process and figure out what you need to be doing differently.
And then the risk is that you also, that plays on your mind, is when you are then going in and having that very serious conversation with that senior person, as you suggested, you then tend to think, my goodness, if I rock the boat too much, I'm going to lose this contract altogether. True or false? Is that the impression that you're getting?
That's definitely the case. And that's, again, why we always say the time to do, you know, the whole attitude to receivables, and we talked about this, is you try and talk to a senior person. Even a CFO is going to say, get on with it. Or a CEO is just, yeah, look, I'm more concerned about growing the business as far as billing and collections. I don't want to hear about that. As soon as you hear that attitude, you know that it's very likely that there will be difficulties in collecting the money, because the homework will not have been done in terms of how that process works within your customer's organization, in terms of how you align to it, and in terms of how you run interference when delays start to occur. Yeah.
So rather than pass it off, you really ought to focus on it. But the question still is, do you run the risk of making the customer go elsewhere because you are always on the phone to them. You're always chasing for the purchase
I think it's a question of modality. I think if you're dealing with a particular transaction and you're coming on the phone, you're giving the guy a hard time, you might well not take your calls eventually, and that is poisonous, toxic for the relationship. You need to pick your moment. If you've got to a situation where you're being paid late, or they're constructively paying you late because they're deferring in effect when you can recognize the revenue or cut the invoice, you need to wait for the right moment. Possibly when you're discussing another deal, if you set it up wrong, I'm afraid you're going to have to suck up what they give you until you get to a moment where your judgment, and you're very good at judging people, but many people that run organizations and sell are good at that. Because to be able to sell, you need to be good, relatively good at judging people. But what people don't do is they don't bring the receivables bit into that conversation. If you make it part of that initial dynamic where the goodwill is flowing and probably the wine as well, and you're cementing the relationship and defining the scope and what they're going to pay and all those kind of things, include this critical issue of how they process and pay supplier invoices in that conversation when the merriment is there, so that they tell you what you need to know. They divulge and you capture that and you align against that. Because once you've got it fixed, then you remain top of the pile. Once you go into the relationship without asking those questions or knowing what they are, then yeah, it's an uphill struggle. And the fact of the matter is they probably quite like being able to pay you a bit later, despite the fact that they're much richer than you. Everyone hangs on to their cash. We've seen in Singapore, we've seen very compelling evidence that larger companies are hanging on to their cash longer at the expense of smaller companies. And this would be a very typical way that they would do that if you let them, yeah?
All right. Well, I better stop this recording and start getting onto the email. Thanks very much, Simon.